Many of you know what it's like to have your life change in an instant. Mine did one fall morning 8 years ago when I was 24 years old. I was young and fit. I did yoga 5 days a week. At the time, I was coaching high school debate, and I was climbing up this long flight of stairs at work. Then suddenly, I could not feel anything below my waist, and I started falling and falling. I could hear my high heels tumble down the stairs. At first, I thought, where are my quadriceps? I know I brought them with me when I left the house this morning. Then, as I lay there on the ground, my thoughts turned more serious. My mind screamed, get up! But my body could not move. I realized I had a neurological disorder. Students walked over my limp body in a rush to get to class. I'll never forget one student who stepped around my body, looked into my pleading eyes, and walked away. A few weeks after that fateful tumble down the stairs, I was diagnosed and hospitalized with myasthenia gravis, a rare muscle disease. At the time, the doctor gave me a 50-50 shot of living. I am thankfully doing much better than I was in 2008. Still, for the past 8 years, like many of you, I have battled chronic pain and fatigue. In addition to the myasthenia gravis, as Tammy said, I have four other illnesses. So I see myself as Rocky and my five illnesses as Rocky's different opponents. Bipolar disorder is my Apollo Creed. The polycystic ovarian syndrome is Ivan Drago. Myasthenia gravis is Mason Dixon. And psoriasis is Clubber Lang. And asthma is Tommy Gunn. There have been many times in my life when I have felt lonely, and I could have collapsed under the weight of my pain and depression. But I found strength in family, friends, faith, and community, a community of other people with chronic illnesses. Online, I was able to meet people like me, people like us. We are stronger together. Social scientists call it community resilience. Today, through technology, people with disabilities can support each other. At our fingertips, we have unprecedented opportunities to connect with other pain patients, to lift each other up. People with chronic pain diseases, like fibromyalgia, have 10 times the suicide risk of the general population. Too many of you have been cruelly told that your condition is not a real disease, that the pain is all in your head. You've had coworkers compare their temporary cold to your chronic illness. But hope is not lost. I have seen it. I have felt it. I have met people in Facebook support groups who know what it's like to be tired, even after you've slept 12 hours. People who don't judge me. People who get it. People who know that you are trying your best. So let me share with you a few stories that illustrate the power of cyber community. Before I got sick, I was a great cook. I threw the best parties. I cooked six-course dinners for friends over the holidays, and my last Christmas party before I got myasthenia gravis was a sock hop set in 1962. But after I got sick, everything changed. Almost every New Year's Eve, I would lie in bed. The combination of pain from the myasthenia and the PCOS was soul-crushing. I would lie there unable to sleep, crying in pain, and watching sci-fi's annual Twilight Zone marathon. And then, one New Year's Eve, I had this idea. Why should I watch alone? I wanted to do something so no one would have to spend the holiday alone. I decided to start a free online party where anyone could watch the Twilight Zone live on Facebook. I thought maybe three people will come and watch with me. That first Twilight Zone party, 50 people attended from six continents. I'm pretty sure we didn't have any guests from Antarctica. The parties grew. We've had six of them. One New Year's Eve, we had 250 guests. People come from around the world, some of us healthy, and half of us have illnesses like fibromyalgia, Parkinson's, myasthenia gravis, lupus, among many others. During the party, we also have what I call a virtual potluck, where people post pictures of what we're eating on Facebook, and we pretend that we're eating together. After the last marathon, which was 2 days long, one guest told me, Jessica, don't think of it as a Facebook party. It's not just a TV marathon. Think of it as you throwing a 56-course dinner for everyone. Imagine that, throwing a 56-course dinner without spending a dime. My second story is a story about Annie. So my website, Fashionably Ill, as Tammy talked about, is about surviving pain with style and humor. Recently, a longtime reader, Annie, who has fibromyalgia and endometriosis, another painful illness, and chronic fatigue syndrome, reached out to me. Annie had surgery, her 20th surgery, in fact, and she had no family to help her, so she had not taken a shower in 7 days. She was feeling hopeless. As for me, due to fatigue, I had not showered in 3 or 4 days. So both Annie and I were aching to take a shower. Annie lives in the UK. I live in Chicago. We talked over Skype. We prayed for each other, and we both found the strength to take showers. We carried each other's burden. Afterwards, Annie thanked me and said she is grateful for small miracles like taking a shower. We both felt rejuvenated. She helped me. I helped her. We were stronger together. Another instance that taught me about the power of the cyber community was 2 years ago. Cynthia, who reads Fashionably Ill, contacted me. She said her daughter Lauren, was turning 17 in the hospital. Lauren is in a wheelchair. She has cerebral palsy and myasthenia gravis. Cynthia asked me if I could ask Fashionably Ill readers to send birthday cards. I did. A few days later, Cynthia called to tell me that they were overwhelmed by the number of people who filled their hospital room up with cards, balloons, and floral arrangements. She said they wanted to thank one reader in particular who sent a giant teddy bear and balloons. I told her this reader wasn't available because she was currently having surgery for stage 4 endometriosis. I was amazed at her compassion, how inspiring it was that a woman facing her own medical crisis would take time to help a stranger on the other side of the world, a teenage girl, feel less alone. Lauren's story speaks to the power of cyber community to harness the best of humanity. Of course, not everything has to be done online, although the internet is wonderful for people who spend a lot of time bedridden and people who have transportation issues. One friend who has taught me about living well with illness is Carol. She lives 15 minutes away, and she has bravely fought lupus for 3 decades. We often have to cancel plans on each other due to unforeseen medical crises. Many of you know what it's like when your yes is really a yes maybe. But Carol and I cherish every moment together. Our diagnoses may be different, but what I've learned is that while suffering comes in different packages, empathy is universal. As a community, we carry each other's burdens. We mourn what we have lost together. We celebrate every victory, knowing that no win, even if it's getting out of bed, is too small. We stand on each other's shoulders. So where do we find cyber community? Well, here are a few places. First, there's my website, Fashionably Ill, at www.jessicajimeno.com for starters. On my site, people can sign up for the newsletter and email me. I also have a Facebook page for Fashionably Ill. Another great group on Facebook is Chronic Babe, run by Jenny Procopy. Jenny has fibromyalgia, and she's been a mentor to me. And, of course, our fibromyalgia coach, Tammy Stackelhouse, has created a wonderful community online that extends beyond her website to Twitter and Facebook. Everyone here today should be proud because you're making a difference. To our 2016 graduates, Emma, Jane, and Kate, and everyone in attendance, I want to leave you with these words. With community, there is empathy. With community, there is hope. With community, we are stronger together. Thank you.